This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But Thursdays at high noon, we like to go on the clock. I feel like, Keith, you've gone first the last couple of times.
Okay.
I didn't mean to handcuff you with that.
Good leadoff hitter.
So if you want me to preview the Patriots season first in just 60 seconds,
sure,
we'll each do it. I'll take first ups if, Nick, you want to put me on the clock. Here's your Patriots season preview in just 60 seconds. The Patriots will return to the playoffs. They will win 9 games. And they'll get eliminated in the wild card round. Their start will be highlighted by a 3-1 September. They'll beat Vegas. They'll beat Pittsburgh. They'll beat Carolina. They're also going to have a 4-game win streak through most of October. New Orleans, Tennessee, Cleveland, and Atlanta. Mike Vrabel is going to get Coach of the Year buzz in his first year in New England. He won it in 2021. He'll be back in the mix after this season. Drake May is actually going to earn a Pro Bowl berth. Last year, he was a replacement vote. This year, he'll actually earn the trip to Hawaii or wherever the game is played. Defense is going to be a top 10 unit. They were 30th in the league last year. That's despite Christian Gonzalez having an injury-plagued year where he's going to complain about a contract extension or lack thereof. Speaking of complaining, Steph Diggs will be up and down. I got him down for 70 catches, 800 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Get this. Travion Henderson will be the best rookie running back since Curtis Martin in New England.
Woo!
Call your bookie and thank me later.
Wow!
Because that's how the year is going to go.
Holy mackerel. All right. That was a good preview.
You like that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's see if you can top it. Keith, on the clock.
All right, this Patriots season is going to be all about 6 men, and I'm going to describe that right now. Drake May, maybe the most important, plays the most important position. Is he going to make a year two leap? A lot of promise from last year, but still a lot of questions remain. Can he hold on to the ball? I think he can. I think he's going to be productive this year, and no more excuses about, oh, he's got nobody to throw to, and the offensive line's terrible. Mike Vrabel. Was he the right choice? Is he going to be a good head coach? Are we going to be able to see that early, just how much different he was, certainly, than Jerod Mayo? Steph Diggs. Talking a lot about Steph Diggs this whole offseason, but not about much he's doing on the field. So is he going to be able to live up to that true number one wide receiver moniker? I think he leads the team in receiving, but shy of 1,000 yards. Christian Gonzalez, off to a slow start with the injury. Is he really an all-pro? He is the team's best player. Will Campbell, was he worth being the 4th overall pick in the draft? I think he'll be fine. I don't think he'll be an issue. I don't think he'll be a Pro Bowler this year. And then Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft's team has not won a playoff game in 7 years, so are things going to change for him this year? I think they make the playoffs, but they don't win a game.
Wow. 6 men. I like how you did that.
6
there.
Men.
It's a good name.
This one's all about
5 or 6.
Nope.
7.
6 men.
6 men. The Keith biography.
Yep. The Keith 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
Men.
Yeah.
In parentheses.
Yeah, it could have been the Brady 6 men.
Men.
But instead, yeah, you got it.
Not
there.
To be like sexist or anything, but these guys all are men, so that's what. This is why I described him as thus.
That's very accurate.
Yeah.
Just trying to get yourself canceled today.
I know. I've had a couple misfires. I shouldn't have said that about the two-headed lady. I shouldn't have said that.
I don't know. You know what, Keith? Just like Stephon Diggs, though, you apologize.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
We're scared of what we're not, of the unknown. right?
There's a lot of unknown there.
So we did our NFL predictions earlier today. We all somehow have the Ravens winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Keith and I have the exact same Super Bowl matchup, which we didn't talk about beforehand.
No.
Three of the four of us have the Patriots in the postseason. Let's go around the table award by award here.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's start with the MVP, Keith.
Most valuable player.
Who is the MVP of the NFL in 2025, according to one Rich Keith?
Baker Mayfield. I picked Baker Mayfield years ago, and it did not go great.
Was it year two or three in the league? Yeah. I had him one of those years, too.
Yeah. I really liked him one of those years with the Browns. I mean, did go to the playoffs with the Browns, but then obviously got kind of jumbled around, played with some different teams. But he's been really, really good with the Bucs. And if he throws a ton of touchdowns, which I think that he can, and if there's some voter fatigue when it comes to Lamar and Allen and like those guys always at the top, I think Baker Mayfield, I got the Bucs winning the division. I got the Bucs in the Super Bowl, for God's sake. So I think they have a monster year. He throws a zillion yards and touchdowns, and he could be the MVP.
So he was on my short list. I'm going Joe Burrow. I misheard earlier. I thought you had the Bengals out of the playoffs.
No, I got him in.
We both have him in the playoffs. Yep. I think Joe Burrow is just going to have a monster year. Terrible defense. He's going to have to throw a ton. He was in the mix in the MVP last year. I think this is the year he gets it. Maybe it's fatigue, as you said, with Lamar and Josh Allen. I went Joe Burrow. Billy, who'd you go with?
I went with Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Ooh, right.
Back to back. Newly married. Yeah, but he was single when he won the – or he's in, involved when he won the first
game.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Now married man winning an MVP.
And then he saw Sinners, and he's like, I better up my game.
And he left the theater crying. As he
Nick told us this yesterday, that he left the theater crying, and we all know why.
I would have.
So Billy went with Josh Allen for his MVP. Nick, who you got?
I'm going with Jaden Daniels. It's not unprecedented for a second-year quarterback to win MVP. Mahomes did it, and Lamar did it. And I think Jaden Daniels is going to have to play superhero a lot this year because that receiving corps, not great.
That's
so
good one.
Jaden Daniels.
I think that's a good one, too. I fall into this trap, though. I did it with Baker Mayfield. I did it with Jordan Love last year. I know he was a second-year player, but second year as a starter.
Yeah.
So I can fall into that trap for a young quarterback flashes, and then you pick him to win MVP.
Yep.
But Jaden Daniels, the pick for Nick. Who's the offensive player of the year?
All right, well, thanks to Jeff Cirillo, I had the number one pick in our WEEI fantasy draft, and I took Jamar Chase. So that's the guy I think is going to put up the craziest numbers. It'll probably take a receiver triple crown to win this award, but I think he can do it. Most receptions, yards, and touchdowns. It would fit well with your Joe Burrow MVP. You know, a lot of that going to Jamar Chase. So if he's healthy, I'll take a O player of the year for Chase.
Okay, I am going with someone I also picked in fantasy in the first round, Jahmyr Gibbs. I think there's a real chance, and I don't like the move to Ben Johnson for the Lions in general, but there's a real chance with a new play caller, they veer away from Sonic and Knuckles, and it's all Sonic.
Yeah, less
Super
Knuckles.
Sonic. Yeah, less Knuckles
less
is
Knuckles.
What they do. I got Jahmyr Gibbs, offensive player of the year at plus 1,000. Who you got, Billy?
So, because he was promised a role in an Adam Sandler movie, if he runs for over 2,000 yards, I'm taking Ravens running back Derrick Henry.
Oh,
Yeah,
he's got to get in there.
I didn't realize he had the motivating factor there from Sandler.
That's on
correct.
There.
It's a nice carrot dangling right out in front. Okay, Derrick Henry, the pick for Billy. Who you got, Nick?
The Cowboys are going to have to throw a lot, and who is Dak going to throw to? That would be one CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, I thought you were going Dak. I'm sorry.
CeeDee.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb.
All right, well, we got four different MVPs and four different offensive players of the year.
I like that better than all having the same Super Bowl winner.
I feel like the Ravens are definitely not winning the Super Bowl now. Okay, defensive player.
I'm going with Micah Parsons. I liked Micah Parsons anyway, and then with the trade, I think he's like the favorite, so it's not going out on a limb, but I just like that storyline of them trading away Jerry Jones being like, we can get like five great players out of this. It's like, well, or you traded the defensive player of the year who's going to be motivated. It looks like he's suddenly really healthy too, and I think the Packers are going to be good. I think he's going to be a big reason why. He'll probably lead the league in sacks, so I'll take Micah Parsons.
Okay, I am going with, and I went off the board a little bit on this, he's plus 5,000 if you want to shop around. Kyle Hamilton from the Ravens just got a big fat extension. That's going to be a good defense, a Super Bowl winning team.
Yeah.
So I have Kyle Hamilton.
Some are saying.
D player of the year. Billy, who you got?
Going with from the Cleveland Browns, defensive end, Myles Garrett.
Mm.
Give me Myles Garrett. Yep. I don't know what else.
People going to
be. Yeah, people are going to be waiting for Sanders, but a lot of eyes need to be on Garrett, defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nick?
I'm going with somebody who could win comeback player, too, Aiden Hutchinson.
Ooh, I thought
nice one.
Hutchinson. I like that. Wow, okay, so we still have no overlap.
No, we're going with the spray technique.
Now
here.
We're
yeah.
cooking.
Yeah, yeah,
now
yeah.
I like what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's go to rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year, Keith.
Give me Travion Henderson. Wow. I feel like you might as well. Maybe not based on your 60-second preview. There are some good choices, but I don't – I oh, no, actually, I know who you're going to go with. But I don't love the quarterbacks, and watching him in – I think he's going to get a lot of opportunity, and I think he could flash a bit and even take over the job of Stevenson, or at least get more snaps as the season goes on. So give me Trevion Henderson.
Okay, I am not going Trevion Henderson, despite saying he's the Patriots' best rookie back since Curtis Martin. Mm. No disrespect to Robert Edwards.
Yeah.
An even better rookie season from Omarion Hampton of the L.A. Chargers. Harbaugh wants to run it. They're going to run it a ton. I think they need to run it. He is the offensive rookie of the year. Who you got, Billy?
Not sure if this is an obvious pick, but I'm going with Ashton Jeanty, Raiders running back. Yeah.
That's who you thought I was going to pick?
No, I thought you were going to take Cam Ward because you got the Titans in the playoffs.
That's true. I like a lot of these rookies.
If the Titans make the playoffs, I bet Cam Ward.
Oddly enough, I hated the draft, but then all of a sudden they're on teams and I like every single rookie. Guys. It's very strange how that worked out. Okay, Ashton Jeanty. Nick? For Billy, who you got, Nick?
I'm going Emeka Egbuka. No Chris Godwin for a while. Baker Mayfield has to win MVP somehow.
That's a good point.
To Emeka.
Yeah. Is he on your fantasy squad?
He is. He's on all of my fantasy
squads. Honestly, these picks are all just related to fantasy football. That's fine.
That's how it goes.
Keith, D rookie of the year.
So I wanted to go with Travis Hunter, but I didn't. It looks like right now he might play more offense than defense.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Yeah.
I was thinking
both.
If he could.
Yeah.
He could. He won both the awards in college as well as the Heisman. But right now, and it could change, but right now I believe he is like a starter on the depth chart for wideout, but he's like the third corner.
Correct.
But it doesn't mean he can't win it. But I'm going to go with chalk. I'll go Abdul Carter. I think he'll have a bunch of sacks. His nickname's Darth Vader, so I had to go with that.
So this is where we're going to have a lot of overlap. Yeah. Abdul Carter, the favorite at plus 225. I'm going with him. Billy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dulcada.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Make it four.
Okay. I'll throw that one out.
That's fine.
That's
no,
one we
that,
didn't need to pick.
I mean, I don't think we have to go too crazy.
That's okay.
But I almost wrote down Hunter, but then I was like, if he's not. But he also might just, because of his name, even if he doesn't play 100% of the snaps on defense and he grabs like a couple interceptions or has like a memorable pick six, people will be like, I'll vote for him.
I think they have a chance to actually be a really good defense starting week one against Washington. Mm-hmm. Coach of the year, Rich.
I'm going Ben Johnson. Now, I don't have the Bears in the playoffs, but I do think the Bears win a bunch more games than they did a year ago. I also really liked Ben Johnson as I wanted him to be the coach here. I think he turns Caleb Williams around after that season. Not that he was horrible, but like I think he gets a lot out of him and gets coach of the year. Ben Johnson.
Okay. Ben Johnson. This is a bet I made in real life. I don't make a lot of future bets. I plunked down on Dave Canales plus 1,600 weeks ago for NFL Coach of the Year.
Greg,
yeah,
bro.
Look at you.
Thank you very much. That might wind up being a brutal boast. We're going to find out.
Sure.
But I have Dave Canales plus 1,600 Coach of the Year. Go ahead, Billy.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Go with Mike Vrabel. You know, I mean, if you double the wins, that's huge.
Yep.
You don't have the Patriots in the playoffs, but okay, go ahead. Nick?
I'm going with Sean Payton. I have the Broncos winning that division, and I feel like if you knock off the Chiefs, you're going to get a lot of votes. So give me Sean Payton.
Good logic. First coach fired, which, who nailed that last year? Somebody got that last year. I was close on the Saints. I didn't get that right.
I didn't get it.
I thought maybe Billy got that one last year. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
first coach fired.
I'm doubling down. I had Brian Daboll last year. I'm going Brian Daboll again this year. Abdul Carter won't be able to save his job. They open up the season at Washington, at Dallas, home to Kansas City, and home to the Chargers. It's like 0-4. Then you're talking about, all right, Jackson Dart gets in there, and then I think it's going to be a long season.
Daboll is high on the list, as is the guy I picked. I was choosing between two. I'm curious if anybody goes with the other. I went Mike McDaniel plus 500. He just feels like a guy the whole team's going to check out on.
That's a good one.
And be fired by, like, November 1st. Billy?
Seahawks, Michael McDonald.
See you later, Michael McDonald. Quick hook for him. Okay, Mike McDonald, you're out.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Nick?
I also went Mike McDaniel, and I don't think it's a matter of time before they tune him out. I believe they already have.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
That's
so
true.
So no one went with Steichen. I thought about Steichen. That would have been the other way I went. They're already like making quarterback changes. They feel very desperate.
Yeah.
But that's not a pick that I personally made. All right, Pat's record. Keith, I know we've heard from you before, but
I'm
going to
stick with
it.
I know a lot of people have been taking wins away as the training camp has sort of unfolded. I was early on when the schedule came out and just seeing, we knew how easy it was, but just when you look ahead and then some of the additions that the Patriots made, I'm still going 10. I'm going 10-7.
10-7, says Keith.
Yep.
I just gave you my Patriots season preview. I told you 9 wins. I got the Patriots for 9-8. Billy?
8-9.
Doubling the win total. Still, Mike Vrabel, coach of the year. Yep. And Nick.
I'm also going 9-8.
And we're all around it.
Okay.
8-9-10. Like Brian Hoyer.
Honestly,
he had more wins.
8-11.
Yeah.
Me and Nick both have the same first coach fired in the same Pats record. Otherwise, no real overlap outside of Abdul Carter, who was chalk.
That's good.
So how about that?
That's good. We have a lot of chances. So somebody could be right.
Somebody
could be right.
We should cover our bases on someone being right on something. Based on all these picks.
Yeah.
Although you never know.
No.
With us, probably not.
Yeah, did we thread the needle or none of us hit any of the awards?
It's true.
It could happen.
I have a feeling we're going to hear about the Ravens all season long.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that's going to get thrown in our face quite a bit.
That's true.
Anyway, those are our award predictions. You'll see those on socials later today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.